Just like that, as promised, it's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the NRA's annual meetings in Dallas, Texas. This time, it's Branch Warren. Sir, welcome. We just met, but I feel like we're longtime friends. Cool. I've followed your career in bodybuilding, and I think that's where we want to start because that's a mainstream thing. You did quite a few things in bodybuilding.
Yeah, you know, I've been bodybuilding for 26 years. Competed as a professional bodybuilder for 16 years.
Right.
Competed all over the world. Until I turned pro and started traveling, I didn't realize how much of an international sport it really is. But, I've been to over 42 countries, and now I think 45 countries now since this year. Over the years, traveling, competing, doing appearances, and supporting, fitness and bodybuilding and just, people being healthy.
And that gets us into one of your first ventures, which is a supplement company.
Correct. I've been very fortunate as my career, I planned ahead. When I was so into it for so many years and you're so focused, you have tunnel vision. All I want to do was win. I want to be the champion of the world. I want to be Mr. Olympia.
Right.
I realized, hey, one day this is going to be over. And I remember early on, supplements weren't all that great. You buy supplements, and especially when I was a young kid, and you spend a lot of money for something and, protein powder or something, and it wasn't good quality, and it didn't give you the results you wanted. So I got very much into supplements because that's an essential part of competing and being a bodybuilder. So I wanted to provide a quality, safe supplement line, for these young guys and girls coming up, so they can improve their physiques, improve their performance, no matter what it is, whether it's powerlifting or bodybuilding or CrossFit or whatever their chosen sport is. So I developed my own supplement line, Black Skull USA. We've launched overseas actually first. So we're the number two brand in South America. We're in the Middle East. We're in Europe. 13 countries so far, and we'll be coming to the United States a little bit later this year.
And there's a great deal of crossover there. You mentioned CrossFit to an extent, but in bodybuilding, powerlifting, in general physical preparedness, now we're crossing over into the realm of military, law enforcement guys, the competitive shooter, hunters even. It's a vital thing for everybody who's involved, not only in that one focused aspect of it in the bodybuilding, but...
When I say bodybuilding, I don't just necessarily mean bodybuilders that, go on stage and flex and do all that. Bodybuilding is anybody, in my opinion, that goes to the gym and trains to improve their physical fitness. Whether they're trying to look better, be stronger, be more fit, lose weight, whatever it is, that's bodybuilding because you're trying to improve your physical fitness.
Excellent. So within the Black Skull line, we've got a pre-workout, we have a BCAA, so let's talk about all of the things that are
in there. Got a complete line. We have a mass gainer, we have isolates, we have a BCAAs, we have a recovery drink, we have a pre-workout, full line of supplements.
Excellent. Available GNC, Vitamin Shop, anywhere you'd buy the stuff. Is it online?
Go to blackskullusa.com, okay. And it's available there. And like I said, it's not actually in stores in the States yet.
Okay.
We're in 13 countries in South America, Europe, and the Middle East. We'll be launching in the United States later this summer.
Okay. Excellent. From there, we've got news in that it's a new jerky company.
Yeah. So this is something that's very dear to my heart. I'm launching a beef jerky company called Wicked Cuts. So it's something my family, I grew up on, beef jerky. I don't know anybody actually that doesn't like jerky. So we have beef jerky, turkey jerky. We have bacon jerky. The maple brown sugar bacon jerky is excellent.
It's all that.
It ain't that healthy for you, but it tastes great.
It has a salt content.
Yeah,
that's one of those things.
For sure. So we're actually launching this week. So it'll be live, and we're going direct to consumer on our website and through Amazon. Any retailers that want it, we'll talk to them, but mostly direct to consumer. And it's very excited about it. Something me and my partner developed. We've got most importantly, it tastes great.
Right.
It's also a healthy snack. So if you're health minded, fits right into your plan.
It's quality protein.
And if not, you just want something for a good healthy snack. You're on a long road trip, or you're sitting in a hunting blind, deer hunting, or whatever it is. You can't beat it.
Easy to pack. It never spoils.
Correct.
And like you said, direct to consumer. It's called Wicked Jerky.
Wicked Cuts.
Yeah. Wicked Cuts jerky. Excellent.
So we've got it. We're launching with seven different flavors. We've also got a trail mix in the works. We've got some stick jerky coming.
Right.
A couple of really cool ideas that we're incorporating with the stick jerky. So I can't tell you what it is just yet, but we'll be out in the next month or so. And got some other cool things in the pipeline for later in the year.
Awesome. Excellent news. Still in the competitive bodybuilding world, or are we kind of tapering out of that?
I did my last competition in March of 2016. I did the Arnold Classic.
Okay.
I won the Arnold Classic several times. I always told myself, hey, when these younger guys start beating me, and I was 40, actually I turned 41 that week, I competed. So my career was 16 years as a professional. So very blessed to have one of the longest careers in the history of the sport. And I won everything I wanted to win, did everything I wanted to do. And I just knew, you know, you got to know when to say when. And
right.
I want to go out as one of the top guys, and I want to go out on my terms and not being one of those guys. And, you know, you've seen them in other sports. They hang around
a little too long.
And you start seeing him like, man, this guy, just he was one of the greats, but why didn't he bow out, you know?
Yeah.
And I didn't want that to be me. So I did everything I wanted to do. And I just knew after that show, remember I got off stage and I told my wife, I was like, this is it.
Pretty much at that point.
Yeah, and I knew. And so I stepped out, and since then I'm still very much involved with the sport.
Sure.
I've got 4 competitions, sports expos I promote.
Okay.
Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, and Chicago.
Okay.
June 9th, one in Minneapolis, June 30th in Houston. Houston's the biggest of the group. And multiple, we have, of course, the bodybuilding, the fitness, the figure, all that competition. We also have powerlifting. We have strongman. We have arm wrestling competition. We have a CrossFit competition. We have a grappling jiu-jitsu tournament.
Wow.
We have a huge expo, you know, similar to this in Houston, and the other events also. So it's a fun day for kids.
Right.
You know, we have face painting for the kids, bouncy houses, all this stuff. It's a family environment. And I just want to provide a platform where athletes, no matter what your chosen sport was, you could come and compete and have a great day.
And meet like-minded people.
Correct.
Like you said,
yeah.
A lot like the NRA's convention.
Yeah,
where can people get more information about those expos?
You go to my website, thebranchhorn.com.
Okay.
Information on all my companies. Black Skull, Wicked Cuts is on there. Also for all my competitions, the expos. Dallas, Houston, Minneapolis, Chicago, all the information is on there. Whether you want to compete in them or you just want to, you know, come and be a vendor or just be a spectator.
Excellent. Good news. There's a crossover for you. You're a bit of a hunter. And so that's how we end up in the firearms realm. Plus, mm-hmm. we're tied in with the guys at Falcor, you know, Tony and John.
My father started taking me hunting when I was 5 years old.
Okay.
I grew up in West Texas, and the only things to do in West Texas was drink beer and hunt. So, look, I didn't drink much beer, but I did a lot of hunting. So he's taught me at 5 years old. He started teaching me how to hunt. When I was 7, he bought me my first gun, and I started, you know, hunting small game, birds and squirrels and this kind of thing. And just loved it. You know, I grew up with it, loved it. And, you know, I always wondered as I got older, and I'm thinking he's going to let me use his rifle. He said, well, you better go get your bigger rifle. You can't kill him with a 22.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what am I? He's like, we better get a job, figure something out.
Yeah.
So I remember I worked an entire summer and saved my money so I could buy my first deer rifle. I bought a Winchester Model 94 .30-30, and I hunted with that rifle for years and years, and learned how to shoot, how to hunt, and carried that on as I got older. I was able to own a hunting show for 5 years on the Outdoor Channel, the Hit List.
Yeah.
And did that for 5 years, and made some great guys and great contacts around the country. And since then, I've been able to hunt all over the world. I've hunted New Zealand, you know, Alaska, all over the continental United States, and I had a blast doing it. So that's something that's very dear to my heart.
What a blessing, man. It is a beautiful thing that a lot of people who are in the hunting community can embrace, and a lot of people who aren't don't really understand this, that moment when you can harvest your own meat. And it is the cleanest meat you can get.
It is, and that's something that I incorporated into my training. You know,
sure.
When I was competing, what's more healthier than an elk or a buffalo or a deer?
Right.
That's the best meat you can get.
Right.
And so when I would prepare for the Mr. Olympia competitions, that's what I would diet on, was, you know, game that I'd hunted. And it's the best protein you can get.
Yep. Some people may have seen you in some of the bodybuilding documentaries. There was, I think it was Generation Iron 2.
Generation Iron. It was the sequel to Pumping Iron.
Right.
Most people have probably seen Arnold and Lou and Pumping Iron.
Right.
They filmed it in the 70s when they were preparing for, the 76 Olympia.
Right.
So no one, they hadn't made a really big screen movie or documentary since then. So I was very fortunate to be in that. They took the top 4 or 5 guys in the world, and they had Lou and Arnold came back and made an appearance in it also. And I was very fortunate to be one of the top guys, be at the right place at the right time, and be part of that.
Right. It gave a little bit of an idea to people the strain and the real taxing demands that are on the body physically when it's time to cut all of the water and get into posing shape.
You know, what they did was they really went in and they tried to show what we went through, what you go through to be
right.
a top-level athlete in that sport. You know, the sacrifices, the dedication, the pain, the blood, the sweat that goes into it. And it's a solitary sport. You know, you spend months and months training for that one day.
Yep.
You know, trying to be in top shape. And, you know, it's not only do you weight train, but you do cardiovascular training. You know, you're on the nutrition program, which is very strict, you know, because you're trying to get your body fat down as low as possible while maintaining as much muscle mass as you can. And then, you know, at the end, you know, you have to manipulate your water and all these things that go into it. And it's more than a sport. It's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because you never get away from it. You know, it's like I would tell people, I had a very good friend who trains with us. He played NFL football for 8 years, and he started doing bodybuilding with us. He's like, this is insane, bro. He goes, when I play football, he goes, yeah, we went to practice and you were done. He goes, you had the game. The games were fun. He said, you were sore the next day, but
Right.
He goes, I can go drink a beer, eat what I wanted. He goes, with this, you never get away from it.
Right.
He goes, you're getting up in the morning at 5 a.m., you're doing cardio. Then you're at the gym, you're training for a couple hours. Then you're on your nutrition, you're eating 5-6 meals a day of chicken and rice or, you know, whatever it is you're eating. And then you go back, you train again at night. Then you got another cardio session. And then, you know, so it's every day.
Yeah.
So you never get away from it.
What's interesting about it is there are guys like you who excel and reach the pinnacle. And there are guys who try and try and try it. And there are guys who can't manage it at all. But it's all-encompassing. It's one of those things. Everybody has their reason for being there. Everybody has their own personal drive to do it. Some are more successful and some aren't.
That's right. Everybody has a drive to do it. I knew when I was 18 years old, this is what I wanted to do.
Yep.
You know, I went to school, you know, worked three jobs to get through schools. And but I had a plan. When I was 18, I said, hey, this is what I want to do. And I set out a realistic plan to get there. You know, had I knew how fortunate it was and how hard it is to get to where I got, I don't know if I would have done it. But when you're 18, you're like, I saw somebody else do it. I'm like, why can't I do it?
Right.
And I believed in myself, and thank God I live in a country where you can chase your dreams.
There you go. Well, there's a handful of guys who have made it out and gone on to do other things, and Branch Warren is one of them. We're talking about Black Skull Supplements. We're talking about Wicked Cuts Jerky, therealbranchwarren.com.
You know, there's been a few guys. Arnold was the first one to really branch out after, you know, competitive bodybuilding, do well.
Sure.
Risk Gaspari did very well, and so did Lita Brada.
Yep.
And, you know, there's been a couple guys up and coming now. I think they're going to be able to cross over and be successful in business in other areas. So they were role models to me, and I'm just kind of following their footsteps, trying to, you know, take my success out of the competitive stage and be successful in the business world.
I think you're on your way, brother.
Awesome. Thank you.
More from the NRA's annual meetings coming soon. Stay tuned.